Let's talk. You guys ready? Let's talk about some qualities of a godly mother. Qualities of godly mother. Number one, qualities of godly mom. Number one, she's quick to recognize. Godly moms are quick to recognize her inadequacies. And because of that, she has depended, she has developed a dependency on God. She's quick to recognize her inadequacies. And so because of that, she recognizes, I've got to be dependent on God. You know, I think of, you know, think of it, ladies, just on your list right now. You know, some of you, it's like, you know, you're just thinking, oh, I got to do this, and I got to take care of that, and I got to take theirs. I'll rub Tamara's feet, you know what, before she goes to bed or as she's going to bed. You know what, I think this happened a couple weeks ago. I'm like, the next day, I'm like, honey, did you enjoy your foot rub last night? She's like, what foot rub? True story. She's like, you didn't rub my feet. I'm like, Connie, are you kidding? I rubbed your feet. What a ripoff. I rubbed your feet for, you know what, for 25 minutes. You know what I mean? You didn't enjoy it. Boom. Because why? Because ladies, you get so much. You got so much to do, so much going on. You know what? Doing this and doing that. And sometimes, you know what? She didn't even get to enjoy her foot rub. Why? She's out, man. She's sleeping. Ladies, I understand that. I understand you have so much to do. But you know what? Godly women understand that their strength has got to come not from themselves, but from God. And so what they do is they just recognize that. Let me go over a couple of passages with you real quick. James says this. Look at what James says. James chapter 4, verse 6. But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the who? To the humble. What's grace? Grace is, listen to me. Grace is God's ability to get you to be able to do something that you couldn't do by your own power. Grace is God's ability to give you the ability to do something that you can't do by yourself or over your own power. Think of that. His ability. So, but who is that ability given to? You know who it's given to? It's given to people and ladies who will be humble and recognize, oh my goodness, I need help. One of the first qualities of a godly woman, a godly mother, are people, moms, that recognize they are inadequate of their own power. And to those people, they walk, well, think what the Bible says. Pride comes before a fall. But God gives grace to ladies who are humble and recognize, man, I need help. I need help. Number two, a godly mother recognizes her importance and she realizes she is doing a good job. Now, let's park it here for a minute. She recognizes her importance and she realizes she is doing a good job. Ladies, you are in such a critical role of how God has positioned you. You have been given, you know what, a child or maybe children. You've been given a family. And believe it or not, all kinds of, I said in the first service, you know what, you got two eyes looking at you. You got four eyes looking at you. You got six eyes looking at you. Some of you in a little bit are going to have eight eyes looking at you. Amen? And you've been put in that position by God on purpose. It's not accident. It's not any accident. You know, when we had Megan, God prophetically spoke to me. How many know God can speak to people? And he prophetically told me we weren't necessarily planning a third child. But God spoke to me on the way to the grocery store and he said, "You know what? You're going to have a third child." I was like, "Yeah, right." I said, "No, God, you know what?" And you know how Pastor George, you know how bilingual I am, you know what I mean? And I said, "This is a true story." And I said, no, God, you know what? Two. Tamara and I, you know, we've figured it out. We're going to have two kids." He said, "No, you're going to have three kids." I'm like, "No, true story." I'm like, "No, dos." you might not believe me. He said, no, tres. And it was like, unbelievable. You know, because let me tell you about God. God's real. You know what I mean? Sometimes we don't understand. We go, no. God is real, and he'll be real with you. Amen? You know what? It wasn't just a week later that, you know what, I was getting ready to go to church. We go to church on Wednesday. I'm getting ready. It's getting later and later. Tamara's still resting on the bed. I'm like, honey, get up. We got to go. She's like, oh, I don't think I'm going today. We go to church. Hey, get up. You know what I mean? She's like, no, I don't feel good. You don't feel good. What's the matter? Oh, no, I just kind of feel sore a little bit. And kind of I don't feel like my stomach. I kind of feel like. Like I felt when I was pregnant. I don't know what's going on, amen. I'm like, really? I said, could you be pregnant? No, we're not pregnant. Amen. We were pregnant, amen. How many of you, God knows what's going on? But listen, a godly woman understands her position and how important it is. Man. You're put in that position. And she understands that she's doing a good job. Now let's talk about a good job and a perfect job. Can we talk about the difference? Ladies, how many know you have a front-sided strength that has a back-sided weakness? Come on, can I talk to somebody? You have a front-sided strength that has a back-sided weakness. What's your front-sided strength? You are detailed. Amen? You know, your husband, he's all happy. Oh, you know, honey, do you recognize? I got the kids to school. You know, I got the kids to school on time yesterday. Yeah, you did. You know what? And you know what? Did you notice how our son came home? You know what? He wore one church shoe and one tennis shoe, and he was wearing that all day. Did you notice that? I was like, oh, really? Huh? How many know? Listen, here's what I'm saying. You have, most ladies have this, and it's given to them by God. Amen. You tend to be way, way more detailed than your husbands. Way more detailed. And that God gave you. Why? Because you're a nurturer. You notice things that we don't notice. And that was because he wants you to nurture these kids. He wants you to be detailed when, you know what, when they, you know, get a sniffle or when they, you know what I mean? My wife will notice all kinds of things that I don't even, it's like, really? Why? Because God gave her that strength. But your front-sided strength has a back-sided weakness. What's the back-sided weakness? The back-sided weakness is, you know what? You can get up, the living room can be clean, the dining room can be clean, the hall can be clean, even the garage can be clean. You know what I mean? It's like, you know what? It's a good day. Everything's clean and stuff. And then you start making eggs, and then, you know, the dogs start going crazy, amen? How many have dog drama at your house, amen? We got way too much dog drama for, you know, anyway. So, but, you know, boom, the dog drama will take her and get her focused. Next thing she turns around, and you know what? The soft-boiled eggs are like hard-boiled eggs. You know what I mean? Well, how many know that, you know what, godly women don't allow that one or two, Pastor, I got three. No. Don't allow that one or that two or that three things that went wrong in your day to ruin your whole day. Why? Because here's what you do. You're too busy looking at all the things that are right to recognize the things that are wrong. Amen. You're focused. You understand. The Bible says meditate on, and listen. This is godly mothers. And listen, ladies, I understand. You know what? You've got to focus on this. You've got to prioritize this. You've got to recognize. Because let me tell you what Satan wants to do. Satan wants to take you out of the game. Hey, listen, can we get real here? You know how many ladies, you know how many moms have been taken out of the game by Satan? They're depressed. They start to take drugs. You know how many ladies become alcoholics? Listen, this is prevalent. And they just zone out. And now the positioning that God intended them to nourish and care for, their kids and their families, you know what? It ain't happening. Because here's why. Because Satan discouraged them. Satan, you know, can I tell you about Satan, ladies? Satan won't remind you about all the cool things that are going on in your life. I'm going to say that again. Satan won't remind you about all the cool things that are happening in your life. You know what? I like what one, I heard one pastor say. He said, you know what? If all you ever did, if the only reason you were happy is because Jesus Christ died on the cross and forgave all your sins, and because of that, you can go to heaven. You have every reason to be happy for Jesus Christ every single day of your life. Amen? But we have so much more than that. We've been given the Holy Spirit. We've been given peace. We've been given joy. We've been given, you know what? We have cars that take us to church and to our work. We have clothing. You know what? Oh, I don't have anything to wear. Oh, you're kidding me. Open your closet and tell me you don't have nothing to wear. Come on. You got plenty to wear. You got all kinds of things to wear. You have been given so much. Listen. You have children. Oh, my goodness. But it's easy, you know what, as you're so detailed that you let those three things that are bad in your day infect all the good things that are happening in your day. And let me tell you what, godly women, here's what they do. They focus on, they do what the Bible tells them to do. They meditate on that which is good. And that which is bad, listen, they're not ignorant to Satan's devices. They're like, oh yeah, I see you, Satan. I see you a mile away. I see you coming into my home trying to get me focus on these silly eggs. Who cares? I love this one movie. I don't know, Tamara, you can probably help me what it was. But this one man, it's the story of this one man, and he was real particular on everything. And it kind of, he was raising with his wife. They were raising a child, and the child, well, she was maybe eight or something. She knew you got to be careful. Eat food a certain way and do it. This guy was just really uptight, and he got shot. And when he got shot in the head, and when they were able to do surgery. But when he came back, it took a long time for him to come back. And he didn't remember who he was. There you go. And his daughter spilled something. And his daughter was thinking he was going to be like he used to be. And he was, oh, I'm sorry, Dad. And he looked at her and he said, oh, don't worry about it. I do it all the time. And he takes his glass of milk and he knocks it over on purpose. Love that scene. Can I tell you what? We get so, you know what? Godly ladies, you know what? Will spill the milk on purpose. Just to teach our kids, hey, there's things that matter and there's things that don't matter. And what I'm not going to do is in our household, I'm going to model for you that I'm not going to allow, you know what? Three things that are going wrong in my day to infect my whole day. It's way too much. Do you understand? Godly women understands Satan's device. They understand their importance in the positioning that they're at, and they're not going to allow that to happen to them. Amen. 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 Number three. She recognizes there is only so much time in the day, so she makes sure she spends time with God and develops a close relationship with Him. She recognizes there is only so much time in the day, so she makes sure she spends time with God and develops a close relationship with Him. You know, the Bible says in Mark chapter 1, verse 35, it says that Jesus Christ got up early to spend time with His Father. He gets up early. Now in the morning, have risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. What does she recognize? There was only so much time. And because I only have so much time, I've got to prioritize. I've got to understand. I got to put God first place in my life. You know, ladies, you think, oh, no, I have a lot of time. I have a lot of time. I have a lot of time. Well, let me put it in a way you can understand this. You know what? Maybe you have a 3-year-old, and maybe you have an 8-year-old, and maybe you have a 10-year-old. Or maybe you have a 12-year-old or whatever. How many know in a year that 12-year-old isn't going to be 12 anymore? Right. That 2-year-old isn't going to be 2 anymore. That 4-year-old isn't going to be 4 anymore. You only have so much time. And because you only have so much time, I mean, I remember just like yesterday. It seems like 3 weeks ago. I'll never forget this. You know what? We are driving home. I'm driving Shayla home. She's in the back seat of our car. I got Tamara in the passenger seat, and Shayla's in the back, and I'm driving like, I'll tell you what, don't even get close to this car. Because I have special package in here. We are not going to get in an accident on the way home. True story. How many know, man, that just seemed like 3 weeks ago. I can't even believe it's been 2 years. I remember 2 years ago, Megan came up to me, or a little over 2 years ago, Megan came up to me and said, Dad, you got to teach me how to drive. I'm like, okay, I'll teach you how to drive. She's like, okay, let's go. I'm like, whoa, we ain't going nowhere. I'm going to teach you how to drive in the church parking lot. Amen. And I remember getting in the car. She put it in reverse, and she just gassed it. I'm like, whoa. Amen. Listen to me. How many know that's a special time? How many know? I will never forget that day. I will never forget that day. Can I tell you what, ladies? You only have so much time. And you've got to model for your kids. You've got to not put all godly women understand. No, I'm okay. Godly women understand that they only have so much time. And they're gonna put things in priority, and they're gonna put God first place on that priority. Godly women understand. They recognize she knows how important God is in her life, so she does everything she can to model it for her family and does her best to make sure that they are in church. She does her best to make sure that they're in church. Listen, when my kids became teenagers, wasn't the time that Tamara stopped mothering those kids. Do you understand? See, it's so important not to just tell our kids what to do, but it's important to show our kids what to do. How many know, I've said this often, how many know, come on, and you're like, oh no, that's not true. How many know your kids aren't going to do what you tell them to do? Come on, do we have some parents in the house? Can we get real? Your kids aren't going to do what you tell them to do. But can I tell you what they're going to do? They're going to do what you show them to do. Because they can see it. They understand my parents. And listen, and all of us are working our salvation with fear and trembling. We don't have any perfect parents in the house. We don't have any perfect mothers in the house. So you know what? But how many know our kids can tell? My kids know the difference. My kids know the difference between a phony and a real, genuine, whatever it is. They know the difference between a phony Christian and a real Christian. And godly mothers are going to show their kids. They're not going to tell their kids what to do. They're going to tell their kids what to do, but they're going to show them what to do. The Bible talks about doing things in word and deed. Yes. Not just in word, but in word and deed. We are we're not to be just hearers of the word, but we're to be, somebody help me out, doers of the word. We got to show our kids. you know what, my son blessed me this week. How many remember my story about eating the powdered donuts? And raise your hand if you've heard that story before. Come on, raise your hand real high. So, you know what, I tell this story about eating powdered donuts and about how important it is to, because I was eating powdered donuts on a break, and I had been off the break for a long time and upfront checking, and you know, like 25 minutes later, finally somebody told me, oh, you got some donut here. I've been reckoning for 25 minutes, I've been, you know what I mean? But my son knows that story, and he's heard that story probably, you know, 12 times at least. And he sent me a picture the other day, and he had a package of those white powdered donuts. And underneath the caption, he said, like father, like son. Amen. How many know the reality is that's what happens? And godly mothers understand, I can't just tell my kids what to do. I have to show them what to do. They have to see it modeled. You know, the Bible says that the sins of the fathers will go down from generation to generation to generation. And we think that's some kind of spiritual, you know, thing. And I'm not saying that it doesn't have application of spiritual strongholds in families. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is, I think one of the spiritual strongholds that really hurts families the most is that these sons are seeing these sins done by their father. They see the father's not caring, you know what I mean? I mean, what do you think a son's going to do? You know what I mean? When football season comes, you know what? And the NFL is important, and all of a sudden you never see the father, you know what, in church anymore because he's at home watching the NFL games. No, really. What do you think the son's going to do when he turns, you know what, 12 and 13 and 14? Because you know who he wants to be? He wants to be like, come on, he wants to be what? He wants to be like his dad. See, our kids won't so much do what we tell them to do, but they'll do what we show them to do. You know what? Yesterday I was, we have a barn, and I was in the barn getting something, and I sneezed. And when I sneezed, I was like, oh my goodness, that was my dad. That was my dad's sneeze. I heard my dad sneeze hundreds of times. And in the barn, I heard him sneeze. But guess what? It wasn't my dad. It was me. You know what? We emulate that which who we see, the modeling that we see. And so ladies, godly women don't just tell their kids what to do. They do tell their kids what to do. But it's backed up with how they act. It's not like, oh, you know, do as I say, not as I do. That's not, no. Godly women don't do that. They're saying, no, follow me as I'm a follower of Christ. Whole different thing. I'm going to add this one. Godly women, what we talked about earlier, they're nurturing their time with God. They're spending, here, I'll say it like this, godly women spend time in prayer. Godly mothers spend time in prayer. And here's why. Paul says to the Corinthian church, we're being poured out as a drink offering. He uses this terminology of being poured out. Well, my wife makes this great, great, delicious tea, awesome tea. And so I'm all happy when I go and I'll open the refrigerator, and it's a big kind of pitcher. And I go pick up the pitcher. I love when the pitcher is heavy. Because when the pitcher's heavy, I'm going to get lots of tea. Amen. But sometimes I go and pick up the pitcher, and I don't know what funny person puts that back. And it's empty. Who does this? And I'll pick it up. And I'll, you know what? But how many know? Here's what I'm saying. Listen. Women are fillers. Godly women are fillers. And in order to fill, they have to be full. Does this make sense? And godly women understand that what I need is I need to go to God. I need him to be my source. I need him to fill me and fill me and fill me. Because if he doesn't fill me, if I'm not spending time with him and allowing his love, allowing his joy, allowing his peace. Ladies, I'm just asking you. Has anybody, I know this. This is probably not for this group. This is probably just for the internet ladies, right? Okay? Because I know it has nothing to do with you guys. But for the mothers who are watching on the internet, right? Let me talk to them again. Okay. Have you ever lost it? In the middle of the day, have you ever started screaming and yelling and bantering and you know what? Have your kids ever looked at each other like, oh my goodness, mom went crazy today? Again, notice I'm not even talking about y'all. I'm talking about them. Might I suggest this to you, moms? Might I suggest this to you? The reason why you've lost it is because you got people that are coming to you wanting joy and peace and and the internet hooked up and their two shoes tied and where's the conditioner and and where's my shoes and where all this stuff. Matter of fact, I thank God I'm not the mom of our household. No, really? Like, you don't have to tell, oh, no, ask mom. Oh, no, ask mom. Oh, no, ask mom. You're like, you know, oh, no, ask mom. But listen, it's hard for us to fill something or somebody or help when there's emptiness inside of us. You know, we can go to God and he'll just fill us with his joy, his peace, his willingness to serve. Hello? You know, sometimes all, you know, my wife or my mother-in-law will make dinner, you know what, and I'll get my plate and I'll take my plate and I'll, you know what, go to the couch and I'll finally sit down and I got my drink. I got my napkin. I got my plate. You know what I mean? And I got my fork, thank you. And I'm going to sit down. And I will just, you know what? My buns won't even have hit the cushion yet. Hello, somebody. Haven't even hit the cushion yet. And my kids will go, hey, Dad, can you get me a napkin? And then I'll be in the kitchen, and okay. Because I'll think, okay, come on. Just get her a napkin, get her a napkin. Okay, good. And then I don't think get her a napkin. I think get them a napkin, amen? Because I'm smarter than that, you know what I mean? So I'll get the napkin, and then I'll be like, okay, I got, you know, and I'll be three steps out of the kitchen. Hey, Dad, can you give me something to drink? Okay. You know, hey, Dad, can you get me a fork? Oh, my goodness. You know what? But can I tell you what? Can I tell you the truth? You know what? I don't ever hear my wife complaining about getting them a fork or getting them a knife or getting them a napkin or getting them, you know what, some Tabasco sauce or some Tapatio. I'm just saying. Godly women can pour out because they're full. And they recognize they're not going to be full if you pour out and they pour out. You know why when I go to that refrigerator? You know why when I go to that refrigerator and I pick up that jug? You know why it's full most of the time? Because when it's empty, Tamara fills it up. How many know we don't have the tea fairy sneak by at night and fill that for me? No, she does that. Why does she do that? Because she recognizes that which is empty needs to be filled back up again. Listen, ladies, this is a great thing for you to understand. You know what? Sometimes you don't have anything to give out because you haven't put anything inside. And godly women understand, I'm telling you what, the day is going to be filled with, you know what, stuff. How many ever have a day filled with stuff?
And if you don't fill it with the joy and peace and love of God, then you can't minister to those things. And you can't serve people. Are you learning something?
Oh, yeah. Come on. Fill it up.
Godly women love, godly mothers love others, and they love, you know what, when they flourish. They love when they flourish. They love when they flourish. They love when other people, particularly other people in their family. You know what? When we were, when the kids were, particularly in junior high, I don't know why this happened, but even in elementary school, you know what? These crazy teachers would give them these crazy assignments. And they'd have these special assignments. Oh, they were special, all right. And they needed to, you know, create something of nature. You know what I mean? And you'd go, you know what, on the parents' day, and there'd be these, you know what, this volcano that, you know what, you hit the button and the lava would come out or something. You're like, listen, that 8-year-old didn't make that volcano. Tell me that 8-year-old made that volcano with the lava coming out. You mean? And I wanted to say to the teachers, why do you terrorize us parents? You know what I mean? The kids aren't making any of this stuff. These are all the parents making it and giving it to their kids and saying, okay, run along with your, you know what, with your volcano. You know what I mean? But that kid ain't make that volcano. And let me tell you what, all the cool things that our kids made, they didn't make none of that stuff. We made that stuff. And then we gave it to our angels and said, okay. Can I tell you, why did that come? It came from moms, godly moms, who cares about seeing their kids flourish. And listen, godly moms, that's what they do. They're willing to, you know, she stayed up way late. I remember nights she stayed up late taking, you know what I mean? You tell me, dude, you got to go down to Home Depot. Oh, no, don't go to that Alpico one because they're closed already. They close at 10, you know what I mean? You got to go to the Monrovia one. You know what? It's after 1 o'clock in the morning. They're still open. You know what I mean? I need some, you know what, whatever. Oh, my goodness. You know what I mean? These crazy teachers, amen? But listen. But these loving moms, these caring moms, caring about, you know what, not, it's going to go to bed. Well, just, you know what, you're going to have to take an F for the assignment. But no, we're going to figure it out. See, loving moms, you know what, are willing to do what it takes to see their kids flourish. I've seen this modeled in our house. Time after time after time after time after time after time after time. You know what? My girls will come in, oh, mom, tell me, you know what? And you know what I mean? With all this fashion stuff, you know what I mean? And my wife will just, I'm like, you look fine. Go. Run along. Not my wife, man. My wife will be like, no, I think it, you know what I mean? She just, that frontline in strength. You know what? No. I think it looks better with that shoe. I think it looks good with both shoes, amen? I think just get a pair of tennis shoes. You look good, you know what I mean? But not my wife, you know what I mean? Do you understand? See, you know why? Because she cares. She cares. She loves when her kids are flourishing. Amen. And godly women, that's what they, you know what? I mean, look at a great example. I know her name. Terry. I do know your name, Terry. Terry, you know what I mean? I mean, you can go outside. I wasn't even done yesterday, but I walked outside. I was like, man, this is nice. Why was all the detail? You know what I mean? Why don't we just, you know, it puts, you know, Happy Mother's Day. You know what I mean? We can just put Happy Mother's Day, you know, print a couple flowers and we'll be done with it. No.
No, that's me. That's not Terry. Amen. Do you understand? You know what? This front-sided blessing. Amen. And you're going to go out. You know what? And I mean, you can go outside. Wow, that's nice. That's not just some cheesy thing that gets whipped up in 30 minutes. Hello? See, that's godly women. Amen. Amen. I don't even know what number one, but I say we're six. But if you want to make it seven, you know what? Go for it. You want to make it five, go for it. You know what? Godly women, godly mothers do this. They're quick. Listen to this. This is a great one. They're quick to let things go. Wow. Knowing hurts can easily build up over time. Knowing hurts can easily build up over time and create strongholds that can become extremely ugly and destructive. Hurts can easily build up over time. You know why the Bible says to let no, to don't let the sun set on your anger? You know why it says that? Ladies, I know you know why. You know why? Because your husband is going to screw up again tomorrow. Come on, somebody. Is this not true? And I'm not giving you an excuse to, particularly when it comes to lust, I'm not giving you an excuse to say, you know what? I mean, some guys, oh, you know, God made me that way. I can't help it. You know, you can help it. Amen. We can help it. Amen. You know what? Job made a covenant with his eyes. You wake up in the morning and you make a decision. You're going to honor your wife with your eyes. You know what? No matter where you go. Amen. What was my point? I talked to men. But your husband's going to mess up. You know what? Hey, wife, just tell me, how many times is your husband and all you wanted them to get was eggs? You didn't say go get Doritos. You didn't say go get Cheetos. You didn't tell them to go get Ho-Hos. You didn't tell them, you just told them to get what? Eggs. And they come back from the store, and the only thing was eggs, and they come back from the store, and they're all happy. I mean, they got two bags of groceries. They're all happy. Ah, I came back from the grocery store, and you're looking through the stuff, and you know what's going to be in the bag. You know the eggs are going to be in the bag, but you go through both bags, and you're in with both bags, and guess what's not there? The eggs are not there. And you're thinking, I only wanted him to get one thing. I got Doritos and Furritos and Taquitos. We got all kind of stuff. But I don't got no eggs. I no huevos. Where are the huevos? Amen? Listen carefully. Don't let anybody tell you your pastor's not bilingual. Because that's lying. Amen? You're like, where are the eggs, man? No. You're like, I'll get them right now. I forgot the eggs. No, I'm just asking. Ladies, has that happened once? Has that happened twice? Has that happened three times? No, that happens all the time. Listen. And let me just warn you. And what happens is, and you think that's not a little big deal, but here's what the Bible says. God hates those who sow seeds of discord. You say, what does that have to do with? You know what a seed of discord is? A seed of discord is self-righteousness. You're this way and they're that way. And if you keep that seed, if you let that seed stay in your heart, don't let the sun set on your anger. If you keep that seed in your heart, guess what? It will grow. And next thing you know what? You know, your husband's walking. You know what? Next thing you know, you don't even like your husband. You don't even like him. You're like,
kiss. Kiss, you know, top usher, you're talking about kiss on the lips. Are you crazy? I'm just, where is that coming from? You know what? Well, one area it might be coming from is what's going on is you're not, see, godly mothers recognize, and this is not only with their husbands, this is with your kids. Although, mothers, you need to be careful because you have little women. They're your daughters, and they're watching you. Listen. Oh, this is good. Ladies, set your daughters up for success. Amen. Because let me tell you about your son-in-law. Your son-in-law is going to forget the eggs. Listen to me. Your son-in-law is going to forget the eggs. Now, I could talk about men and talk about their front-sided strengths. They got huge front-sided strengths. But one of their back-sided weaknesses is they sometimes don't pay attention to detail. You say, Pastor, detail? I just wanted eggs. That's not detail. Well, it's detail when you get in a grocery store in the midst of taquitos and frititos and baquitos and all this stuff. Do you understand? Now the eggs are like a very detailed stuff. Do you understand? All I'm saying is, listen to me. Your sons-in-law, they're going to be like your dad. They're going to be like your husband. And you've got little ones looking at you, and you need to model for them. Because let me tell you what. If you are constantly throwing off those seeds, because Satan will tell you, you know what, he don't love you. Listen, he don't love you. If he loved you, he would stop forgetting the eggs. Hello, somebody. You know what, you got to say, Satan, you're an idiot. I see you from a mile away, and what I'm not going to do, you know, when Tamara started to talk about Pastor Bradford in a negative way. You know what? We'd only been married for a short time. We just started in the ministry. She saw something wrong, and I agree, it didn't look good. But she started talking about Pastor Bradford. I told her. You know what I told her? I don't think I probably told her this 5 times in our marriage. You know what I told her? I told her to shut up. I didn't, oh, honey, I didn't, like, shut up. I was in her face. I was like, not in her face, we were driving. But I told her very forcefully, shut up. Why would you do that? That wasn't very loving. No, it was very loving because I recognized what was happening. She was about to sow a seed of discord into my heart against Pastor Bradford and his wife. And over a period of time, that would grow. And guess what? You know what? They're not even ministering to me anymore. We have to leave the church, the place that we were called. Ladies, I'm telling you what, this is a big deal. And godly women recognize it's a big deal. They recognize their calling, the Bible. They recognize the word of God. It's not changing. Same yesterday, today, and forever. And here's what they recognize. You know what? Listen, I can't let the sun set on my anger. And I'm not going to do it. That doesn't mean, listen, ladies, it doesn't mean you can't go to your husband and say, could you do me a favor? Could you stop forgetting the eggs? Doesn't mean you can't say that to them. It just means, you know what? Oh, here, I'll give you one. Be kind to everyone, especially those who are in the household of faith. Amen? Godly women understand what Satan's trying to do. He's trying to bring this division, discord into your household. And you see it from a mile away. And you say, listen, I could tell you what. You do the same thing you did on the other thing. You say, listen, my husband, he, you know, for all the stupid times that he has forgotten the eggs, I tell you what. And you start listing all the good things that he does. That's a godly woman. I love what the example of fireproof. And the guy says, write down about your spouse all the things they do wrong. This was one of the assignments. Write down all the things you do wrong. know what the assignment was the next day? Take that list and burn it. Take that list and burn it. Godly women recognize, no, I see you, Satan. I understand what you're trying to do. You're trying to get me upset. And that's why the Bible says, don't let the sun set on your anger. Get rid of it. You know what I mean? Just if all you have to do is just remind yourself of all the things that your spouse does right. What are you doing? You're setting your daughters up for success. Because you know what they're going to do? They're not going to do what you tell them to do. Well, you know what they're going to do? They're going to do what you show them to do. Amen. Did somebody learn some stuff today? How many thank God for godly women that we have? All right, now here's what we're going to do. With every head bowed and every eyes closed, if you're not in the family of God, and today you've come and you say, Pastor, I want to become a Christian today, I want you to raise your hand. I'm not going to call you up front. We're going to sing. We're going to say a simple prayer, and we're going to ask Jesus in your heart. If you want that to be you, I want you to raise your hand right now. Right now. Yes, I see that hand. Who else? Yes, I see that hand. Yes, I see those hands. You can put your hand down. Who else? Is there anybody else who wants to accept Jesus? Yes, in the back. I see those hands. Thank you. Okay. We're just going to just repeat this after me. We're just going to ask Jesus in our heart. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. Change me from the inside out. I want to be a Christian. I want you to be in charge. I don't want to be in charge anymore. I accept the blood of Jesus to cleanse my sins. In his name I pray. Amen. Now one more thing before we dismiss you. If something that was said and you recognize that wasn't a good sermon, that was a message that God spoke to my heart. God was speaking to me in a big way or a little way. I want to pray with you before we leave. Can we confess that God can read our mail and he knows, and you say, Pastor, I want to do that. I want to be more like that godly person you talked about. If that's you, I want you to raise your hand. I'm going to pray with all over. Thank you. Thank you for your honesty. Thank you. Thank you. God, you see these hands that are up. Help us to whatever you ask us to do, whatever you spoke to us, help us even this week and even today to implement that in our life. We thank you, Holy Spirit. You are called the helper. Help us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.